50 of Delaware's lowest performing schools are taking part in state monitored improvement plans. Meanwhile, 18 campuses have exited support programs, signaling progress. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more on education in the first state.
The process of improving low performing schools starts with categorizing schools into two groups. Either comprehensive school improvement, which addresses the whole student body, or targeted school improvement, which focuses on subgroups of students based on factors such as race, ethnicity, disabilities, or English language learner status. Laura Saperstein from the Office of Assessment explains how the schools are selected.
The way that they're identified is every year we run the accountability calculation, right, based on students' performance. And we rank all of the Title I schools from the highest to lowest. And the bottom 5% are what set our threshold. So any school that is falling under that threshold is identified as CSI. Now, we do have schools that are non-Title I. So if any of them also fall below the threshold, they might also be identified as CSI.
The improvement programs at these schools will be implemented over the next 2 years. By 2027, the state will determine whether they can successfully exit the program or must remain under a plan. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.